It reads like a bad Hollywood script or a cheap airport novel. Across exotic locations from Africa to Asia and the Caribbean, a man nicknamed Rambo led a team of highly trained mercenaries in a plot to kill an American drug enforcement agent for the sum of $850,000. They also attempted to import cocaine into the United States. But far from being fictional, it's actually all from a legal document lodged by the US Attorney's Office in New York. Here's North America correspondent Michael Vincent.
Joseph Manuel Hunter, a.k.a. Frank Robinson, a.k.a. Jim Riker, a.k.a. Rambo, reads the grand jury indictment. He's a contract killer for pay, it says, and the leader of the group. His fellow accused are nicknamed Tay, Nico, Paul and Gerald. Nico and Paul had served in the armed forces of Germany. Gerald was a member of Poland's elite counter-terrorism unit. All three were snipers. Tay, whose real name is Timothy Vamvakius, is a former US Army sergeant who served with Hunter. Joseph Hunter, the central figure of this conspiracy, is a 21-year veteran of the US military who led air assault and airborne infantry squads as well as training snipers. Since leaving the military in 2004, he's arranged for the murders of multiple people, the US Attorney's Office alleges. The indictment explains that this conspiracy began last year when Hunter began recruiting members of his team. In January this year in Thailand, he met two people who portrayed themselves as Colombian drug dealers to whom Hunter gave his team's resumes. They were in fact sources for the US Drug Enforcement Agency, and all their conversations on that day and at future meetings were secretly being recorded. In March, Hunter met with the fake drug dealers again. He was told that apart from being security for a drug-running organisation, he could expect bonus jobs or contract kills. Hunter told them he'd done that sort of work before. In April, the conspiracy moved to Mauritius, where the team provided security for a real Eastern European drug trafficking organisation. They also provided counter-surveillance on a weapons deal for the fake Colombian drug dealers. In June, they went to the Bahamas to provide surveillance of a massive cocaine haul being loaded onto a plane bound for the US. It was after this job they were offered a contract to kill a DEA agent and a boat captain in Liberia. Hunter replied in an email, "They will handle both jobs, they just need good tools." In July, he sent his employers a list of items he'd need: 2 submachine guns with silencers, pistols with silencers, and a .308 rifle with a scope and 2 concealment vests. Later, the team would be provided with highly specialised latex masks, which can make the wearer appear to be from another race. Finally, in August, Hunter, and this time Vamvakius, met up with the fake Colombian dealers to discuss the details of the assassinations. Again, it was all recorded. Vamvakius told them the team would have to get up close, that if his primary weapon misfunctioned, he'd need the pistols to hit it hard, hit it fast, make sure it gets done, and get the F out of there. By this stage, 2 of the team had backed out of this job. Hunter would arrange for Vamvakius and Nico to do it together. Nico is recorded as saying about the bonus jobs, "That's fun. Actually, for me, that's fun. I love this work." On Wednesday this week, they arrived in Liberia to commit the planned murders for hire. They were arrested and have been brought to the US, where they've now been charged. The 2 other members who'd dropped out, Paul and Gerald, were arrested in Estonia and are now facing extradition. Also on Wednesday, Hunter was taken into custody at the Phuket Country Club by heavily armed Thai police. Press photos show Hunter being led away while wearing shorts and a grey T-shirt that read "Springfield Unathletic Department." It had a picture of Homer Simpson asleep on the couch. Joseph Manuel Hunter, a.k.a. Frank Robinson, a.k.a. Jim Riker, a.k.a. Rambo, is expected to arrive in the United States tonight and will appear in a Manhattan court tomorrow.
Michael Vincent with that report.